Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the ghost have a camera? She heard someone taking her picture, but no one was actually there.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call in and share your real ghost stories with us. Love to hear them. And if you want access to all of our episodes, ad-free bonus episodes, all sorts of other cool extras there for you, check out our premium subscription on Apple Podcasts. Get all the EPP bonus episodes, advanced episodes. It's all there for you under that one. Or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Many ways to get in on all of that. Cameras, it's an interesting thing, especially the generation that we are in now, where everybody has cameras. We take inordinate amounts of photos. It's not like we have to look at film and go, oh, we only got 24 shots on this reel. Better make them count. Now we knock through 24 photos in less than 60 seconds sometimes.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's interesting with that being the case. But then as the generation ages, people die and such, and everybody has access to this, not, I think, that far of a stretch to think that maybe on the other side, or do we still have our things? Do we still have, like, our devices where we can take photos or things of that nature? I don't know if it's that far of a stretch if we're thinking that way, considering people come back and they have the clothes on that they wore and all that. Those are objects, I would think. Maybe a camera, phone, maybe, too. I don't know.
And it kind of makes me think of kind of a pervert ghost.
Oh, is that where this goes? Oh,
no, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
But it's like, why would the ghost want a picture of me? Like, that's creepy. That's kind of stalker-like.
What we're going to have soon is a thing where everybody's like, these ghosts are really self-absorbed. They don't want to, all they want to do is take pictures of themselves.
And themselves.
It's just ghosts taking selfies constantly. And it's like, now I'm trying to like learn about them. They just want to take pictures of themselves. Yeah.
They would get in bed with you and go, hey, look, we're taking a selfie.
There's no message they're trying to convey. They're just trying to like have the pouty lips that they're trying to show and give
post
you that.
It on ghostly social media.
Exactly. Maybe. That's all it is. There's no message from the grave. There's no, I love you, or here's where the code is for the safe. It's just a selfie. Like, what the hell? Like, really, on the other side, that's still what it is? It's, wow, what a disappointment. Let's go to that phone call and hear the ghost story.
Hi, this is Christina. I recently sent in another story, but it was short and sweet, so I don't know if it's going to be put on the show, but I hope this one will be. I live in Utah, and my dad bought with my mom and built a house on top of it. This house was there before all the other ones around us. Like, the whole neighborhood was just land. So I know for sure nobody just like randomly died in the house before my mom and dad bought it, or something creepy happened or something like that. I really think all of these experiences that I've had growing up in that house definitely stemmed from something outside than physical. Like, nobody died in the house. You know, I think it was maybe residual energy in some sort of way. But the one experience that I want to talk about is getting, like, checked up on growing up, like, when I was sleeping in my room. Like, my mom, but definitely come in and kiss me on the forehead and see if I was doing okay at night. And I knew that it was her because you just kind of know, you know. And there was other times, though. I wouldn't say this happened often, but I wouldn't say that it happened rarely. But when it did happen, it was so weird. But I would have these times where I'd be sleeping and somebody would walk into my bedroom, like I'd hear the door open and somebody walk a couple steps, turn around, and then close the door. And then the next day I'd ask my mom and dad, like, hey, did you come and check up on me last night? And both of them would be like, no. That was really weird growing up with. There was another time which was more, I would say it just gives me the heebie-jeebies now that even if I think about it. I moved downstairs after my brother moved out, and it felt like somebody opened up the door, walked into the room, and this is a bigger room than the one that I had upstairs. You can kind of hear where they're going in the room, and it just kind of sounded like it walked up to my bed, and it sounded like somebody took my picture, like on a, like one of those, what are they called? Like recycle cameras that you'd get from like Walmart back in the day. So you'd have to go in and get your pictures and print them out. But it sounded like that. And so that freaked me out. And I remember that vividly, and it still freaks me out even thinking about it. Like, somebody took my picture while I was sleeping. This is when I was, like, 16, 17 maybe. And I asked my mom and dad the next day, and they said no. Like, they never even came up or came down the stairs or anything. Like, they actually slept good that night, which blew my mind because I'm, like, sitting there, like, what the hell? Like, then who took my picture? Like, there's no way. Like, somebody took my picture, you know? So, yeah, that experience was pretty weird. Pretty frightening, I'd say. Another one I would say is that I got woken up by somebody tapping my shoulder really hard. Me and my brother used to hang out downstairs a lot and watch Ghost Adventures. The TV was facing the rest of the living room, and then the couches were facing the wall. So when you're watching the TV, your whole back was to the rest of the living room. So I was on one of the couches where I'd be facing the TV directly. So my back, you know, was facing the living room. And I fell asleep. I was completely out of it. I was dead asleep. And it felt like somebody took their two fingers and tapped on my shoulder super hard, like they were mad at me or something, you know? And I woke up an instant, and my brother was just passed out. And I'm like, did you do that? And no answer, he's still sleeping. And then the next day I asked him, I said, did you do that? He goes, no. And for the longest time, I thought he was lying to me. So throughout these years, I've asked him, like, hey, you sure you didn't do that? And he goes, yeah, I promise. Like, I did not do that. Me and my brother kind of knew, like, there was something in that house that we could not explain from the start. But after I've moved out of my mom and dad's house, my dad has said that he's woken up by footsteps. And I'm like, yes, finally, you know what we're talking about, because me and my brother would hear footsteps all the time at night. I mean, almost every night. I moved downstairs in the little bedroom at one point. I swear, like, I was in that bedroom for only, like, 2 weeks. But for that 2 weeks, I would hear footsteps. And I'd run into my brother's bedroom being like, did you do that? Like, were you walking around? He's like, no, I thought you were. So it kind of makes me feel better to know that, like, we're not crazy. We know for sure, like, there's something in that basement. There's something in that house that didn't deliberately, like, cause us harm or hurt us in any way, but it was definitely scary to grow up with. yeah, hopefully this gets put on to the show. I love what you guys do. Okay, bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely think they lived in a haunted house. I always think the stories are interesting when the kids are picking up on it and the parents are like, no, kids, there's nothing going on here. But that one's very, I would find, validating. And I don't know, you would feel like you weren't crazy when you hear your parent finally admit, you know what, there is something going on here.
Vindicating and yeah, all that, just to kind of hear. And that's what happens so often, I think, is the parents are trying to calm things down and then, you know, not make everybody freak out. But then years later, it's like, oh, yeah, we knew about that.
Yeah, we just don't want to scare you kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think that's so weird that she felt like she got her picture taken. I think because that would be a very distinct sound, because I think she was talking about one of those disposable cameras. Because sure. She referred to it as recyclable. And back in the day, like every camera you could use a million times, you just change a film in it.
Well, unless you're using the disposable ones that you buy at the checkouts. And, yeah.
And those disposable ones really had, because you had to wind it.
Yeah.
Kind of to go to the next thing on place on your film. That would be a very distinct sound. Even the sound of getting your picture taken is really distinct. But it is funny because a lot of people probably don't know what that sound is.
Sure.
You know, because they're just used to on your camera.
You got to do the wind with your thumb, and then you click it, and then wind, click, and yeah. I had a disposable camera I found in a box of old stuff that my parents gave me a couple years ago that I never, ever developed. And this is from, like, my high school years. So I went and developed it. The pictures turned out fine, but it was just really interesting to see the things I was taking photos of my room.
That would be really cool all to that. See that.
Yeah, it was just like in a randomness, too. Also kind of like, you know, the teenage, you're almost kind of philosophical. You're really trying to take a cool picture. And this is back a disposable. Like today, you can like really set up cool shots. We were still trying to do it with disposables, but we didn't have it a gazillion times to make it work. So we had to do the best we could with the disposables.
And the reason that it probably was still in that box was then you didn't have the money to go
get that too.
The pictures developed.
Exactly. That too. It's like, well, I got to save up for this. But yeah, it was funny to take a look back on that. Thanks for sharing that story with us. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, all of our episodes ad-free, check it out on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No